Okay, good afternoon. It's rainy Sunday. The weather reports said it's going to be very cold from tomorrow. So take out your clothes for winter. Prepare for the cold season. Okay? Okay, would you make this a little bit low? I'd like to preach about the strength out of weakness. In Japanese service, I'm preaching about the people who gets lost or get weak, but what did they learn in the midst of their weakness or crisis? I'd like to show one famous person who had a strength, who got the strength out of weakness, who is Paul. Let's open your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me read from verse 1. I must go boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weakness. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Amen. Amen. Apostle Paul, he's a strong man. He is the one who traveled all around the world in that in his time, there was the maybe over 1,000 miles and more. But as I read, as you know, Paul said he got a thorn, which may be physical disease. Somebody said it's a kind of handicap or headache or another kind of disease. The Bible does not tell what kind of thorn he has, but it probably kind of disease or ache and suffer him 24 hours. But he as I read, Paul said, I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me for three times. He prayed for his thorn for three times. Why just three times? Not more than three. Yeah. No answer? Lord answer him? Right. Yeah. Maybe after pray three times, Lord gave him an answer. Our grace is enough. That is one of the answers. Another one said maybe Jesus prayed for three times at Gethsemane. That's why Paul didn't pray over three times. I don't know. But at least three times he prayed. If you got sick, how many times you pray? The three? No. If you got headache, you pray how many times a day? 10, 20? Until the headache is gone, right? Yeah. If you got a problem, how many times you pray? Until the problem is gone. But Paul said, I prayed three times. Maybe not three in a row, I think. Yeah. He prayed once, and think, wait, but the thorn wasn't taken away, so prayed twice. And then wait, the answer. But didn't hear the prayer, so he prayed the third time. But after he prayed three times, he didn't pray anymore. Because the Bible said, he said to me, the Lord Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. God knows Paul is in hard time. He is weak, especially this area. He feels sick, he feels weakness. God knows that. But since God knows Paul's weakness, he said to Paul, my grace is sufficient. Because you're weak, because this area you're not perfect, my grace is important. If you're perfect, if you're not weak, if you're strong enough, you don't need my grace. That is God's answer. And also, because you feel weakness, you need our grace, my grace, to strengthen you. That is the answer from God. So the Paul said, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness. When he hears the answer, his idea, his mindset was totally changed. He thought that was thorn, his physical sickness or some kind of disease. He felt that it's thorn, you know, just hurt me. He wants to take it away. Ask God, please take this thorn away. But when he heard the answer from Jesus, he does not say that it's thorn. No. This is my weakness, but this is my strongness. Because through this weakness, God works. God, through this weakness, God, Christ's power will be shown. If I am strong enough 100%, I don't need Christ. There's no place to Christ's works. So when you hear the answer, he changed his mind 100%. So I'd like to point out 5 points. When we feel weakness, what we can learn. Number one, the weaknesses of life drive us to deepen our faith in God. The weaknesses of life drives us to deepen our faith in God. Like Paul, when he feels weakness, when he feels thorn, he can pray 3 times and he can have a fellowship with Jesus and he can deepen his own faith. Before he prayed for thorn, his weaknesses, he did not understand he needs weakness, or God even uses the weakness to show his power. He did not realize that until he prayed for it. Until he feels weakness. Number two, the weaknesses of life keep us aware of life's greater concerns. The weaknesses of life keep us aware of life's greater concern. Without the weaknesses, maybe we don't pray. Without weaknesses, we don't depend on God. Without weaknesses, we do not aware of greater concern. We just think about the regular concerns, the concerns we need daily basis. But through the weaknesses, we aware greater, you know, God's concern, not our concern. Through the thorn, through the weaknesses, Paul just prayed for, firstly he prayed for thorn, take this disease away, take these weaknesses away. That is his concern, because this is, you know, a hard time, maybe ache or irritate him. I don't want to take this out. Lord, take this away. That is his concern. But through the weaknesses, he realized that God knows his weakness, and even God used this weakness to show the power of Christ. So the weaknesses of life is very important to know the new truth or new mystery of God. And number three, the weaknesses of life motivate us to become a part of support group. Do you know who traveled with Paul? Luke. Luke was a doctor. God gave a wonderful supporter to Paul. Because the weaknesses of life, Paul feels support. Paul needs supporter. He needs a doctor. So God gave the best supporter to Paul, and also Paul feels the part of the body. He was a pastor, he's an evangelist, but he also has to be the part of the group. When we feel weakness, when we need somebody to pray, we need the support. That's what happened on Paul. The weaknesses of life afford opportunities to be wounded healers. Because Paul got sick, he can pray for the sickness. Because he got weak, he prayed for weakness. Because he feels small, he comes close to the people who feel small. Jesus Christ, even our God, became human beings to feel the same feeling of us, have the same experience as we have. That's why Jesus can sympathize us. Jesus can feel our heart, our need, our conflict, our irritation, our weakness. The weaknesses of life afford opportunities to be wounded healer. The weaknesses of life force us to look for a great hope. That's what happened on Paul. Because he feels weakness and prayed for that. And got the answer from Jesus. He can proud anything. His blood. He's a genuine Jew. And he can proud his education. And he can meet Jesus. He did meet Jesus, and he can proud anything. But now even he can boost his weakness. Can you boost your weakness? No, I won't hide it. I want proud. You know, how strong I am, how sweet I am, how talented I am. But I want to hide my weaknesses. Right? I've never heard before someone stand right here, I'm this weak. Thank God, I'm so weak. Never heard of that. But we should do that then, because God knows our weakness and use the weakness to show the power of Christ Jesus. Because of my lack of knowledge, because of my physical weakness, because of my stubbornness, because of my laziness. Amen? Amen? Jesus used that weakness and changed that into His glory. That's why we are okay to be weak. Of course, we can pray for that, though. Of course, yes. Even Paul prayed 3 times. We can pray 30, 300, 3,000, 30,000 and more until we got the answer from Jesus. But don't forget, God knows our weaknesses. Amen? God knows your weaknesses. God never ignore that. But God says, yes, I know your weaknesses, but my grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. Paul said, the thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan. He felt this is the messenger of Satan. Even Paul felt that. How come we don't feel that? The torment me, torture me. Such a heavy burden on him. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. God's power works in the area where you're weak. That's the place God can use, God can work on, and make it perfect. That's where we feel God. If we are perfect in every area, physically, mentally, spiritually, we don't feel God. We don't feel the power of Jesus Christ. The weaknesses of life do not have to make us weaker. But God's help we may gain strength during the times of weakness. When we feel weak, this is the time to feel God. That is the time to pray and time to get the connection with God. And when that's the time to feel grace. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. I delight in weaknesses. In insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong by Jesus Christ. Don't try to make yourself strong by yourself. Work Jesus in your lives. That is a time to ask the Lord. There is a time to ask the power of Jesus Christ in your life. That is the time to feel the grace of God. How sufficient it is. How strong it is, how lovely it is. I'm weak. When I am weak, then I am strong. Okay, let's say together. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the scripture you gave us today. Thank you so much, even Apostle Paul, for your weaknesses. Even he prayed for three times to take away his thorn. But as the answer of his prayer, the Lord Jesus asked him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Lord, through the weakness, Paul realized the new truth, and he felt the new power, and he can proud of his weakness, because when he's weak, he's strong, because the power of Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray now that we feel weaknesses. Lord, we need your help. Lord, we always ask you, take this away. Lord, change the situation. But Lord, we don't pray so not now, because we realize that when we feel weaknesses, this is the time that God works. Lord, we pray, use our weaknesses to show your glory, to show your power, Lord. Since you are our Lord, and you are the perfect, we are not. Lord, thank you so much this time. And also we want to pray each other. Thank you that we are the part of this body. And we have prayer partners. We can share our burdens, Lord. Lord, we can share our weaknesses. Lord, as the body of Christ, even though we are not perfect, but we can work together and we can help together. And we can be perfect in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Since this is the first Sunday, let's have the communion together. Let's read the communion scripture. Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let me pray. Thank you, Jesus. You came to this sinful place not to show your power, not to condemn us, but save us from our own sins. Deliver us from the evil, Lord. To show your mercy, to you show your love to us, Lord. Thank you. This time, we will have bread and cup that shows the suffer of Jesus Christ. And that is a sign of God's love. when we participate, make our spiritual eyes open, can see what Jesus has done for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.